हेलो स्टूडेंट्स, होप यू ऑल आर फाइन। आई एम मिसेस सुजाता प्रधान, पीजीटी कंप्यूटर साइंस फ्रॉम एसीएस अनुपुरम। आई हैव प्रिपेयर्ड फोर मॉड्यूल्स फॉर द चैप्टर लिस्ट इन पाइथन। लिस्ट इज ए डाटा टाइप एंड डाटा टाइप्स रिप्रेजेंट्स ए काइंड ऑफ वैल्यू व्हिच डिटरमाइंस व्हाट ऑपरेशंस कैन बी परफॉर्म ऑन दैट डाटा। Data types are the classification or categorization of data items. Each programming language has its own classification. There are several data types used in Python like numeric, dictionary, boolean, set and sequence types also. String, list, tuple all are sequential data types. First we should know what is sequence. A sequence is an ordered collection of similar or different data types. Python consists of several data types which are capable of storing sequences like string, tuple, list. A list in Python is used to store the sequence of various types of data, and it is the most common and reliable type of data type which can have duplicate numbers. A list can be defined as a collection of values or items of different data types too. The items of a list are separated with comma and enclosed with square brackets. Now let us discuss the characteristics of list in detail. List has these characteristics. List is ordered or sequenced. Every element of a list can be accessed by index. Lists are mutable type, means without recreating the object, we can alter the values. A list can store different types of elements. Each element in a sequence is assigned a number, which is known as index. And always sequence indexing starts from zero. If there is a list having five elements, then the indexing will start from zero, so it will go up to four. Trying to access indices other than the mentioned range will definitely create index error. How to create a list? Let us learn now. In Python programming, a list is created by placing all the items or elements inside the square bracket. And if there are more than one element present in the list, we have to separate them by comma. It can have any number of items and they can be of different type too. Let us take an example. If it is an empty list, we can write list1 equal to empty square bracket. That means there is no element present in the list. It's an empty list. If there is a list of integers, then we can enclose them with square bracket, like list 2 here, list 2 equal to 1 comma 2 comma 3, where 1, 2, 3 all are integers. So it is an example of list of integers. Similarly, list of float, all the numbers or all the items of the list will be of floating type. List can be of mixed data type too. Let us see this example. List 4 equal to 1 comma hello comma 3.4, where 1 is an integer, hello is a string and 3.4 is a floating point number. If you want to find out the type of the list, you can very well write type of the list name so that it will give you the type is list. Let us see what are the operations can be performed using list. We can do operations like indexing, slicing, adding, multiplying and checking for membership with sequence. If for an example we are taking my list as an identifier, which is equal to PROBE, these are the elements present in the list and all the elements are of string type. Here P, R, O, B, E are written separately and they are separated by comma. If I have to print my list 0, it will print P. My list 2, it will print O. because indexing starts from 0, that's why my list 0 is p, and my list 2 is the third element, that's why it is printing o. Similarly, you can use nested list 2, that means one member of a list can be a list. Let us see this example. L equal to happy comma 2015 another list. So happy is a string and 2015 is a list, and both are enclosed with square bracket. So there are two elements in the list, both are of different type, one is a string and another is a list. So here one list is enclosed within another list. So this is an example of nested list. If I have to access element, then I have to write L0 which represents the string happy, and L1 which represents the list within the list, that is 2015. If further I have to access an element of the list item, then I have to use another index. So if it is L01, then L0 represents happy, and L01, that means the second element from happy, that is A. If I have to find out the output of L13, L1 is here list, that is 2015, and the next index, second index is 3, that means it is asking for the fourth element. Indexing starts from 0, so 3 index represents the fourth element, that's why L13 will print 5. We'll be discussing about list indexing and list slices. List slices is found out from the original list. So list slicing is an operation that extracts a subset of the elements from a list and packages them as another list, because list slicing is finding the subset of the original list. So subset of the original list is also a list. What is the syntax? Let us see. You have to write the starting position, the stop position, and the step value. So you are going to extract a subset of the list from the original list. So by default, if we don't mention the start value, by default it will be 0. And whatever stop value is written, we have to take the value as n minus 1. If stop value is n, we have to take till n minus 1th element. And colon symbol, only colon symbol before start value is blank and stop value is blank. In that case, it will print the entire list. And if we write 2 colon 2, that means stop and start both are having the same value, that means then it will create an empty slice. Here is an example. If you have taken a list with the identifier name list equal to 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this example is very good because we are not using any number randomly. We have taken directly the numbers also in sequential order from 0 to 5. Now, if we have to represent list 0, it will print the first element, that is 0, list 1, the second element is 1. Similarly, you can find out list 5 as 5, which is the sixth element. List 5 is the sixth element. Here, sixth element is 5. If I write list 0 colon blank, that means starting is 0, but stop value we don't know. So in that case, we can write list 0 colon blank. That is the slicing we want to do. So from starting position, as stop value is not given, it will go till end. So the value is from 0 till 5, so it is the same original list. If list with square bracket, we are writing the indexing as only with colon, that means no start value is mentioned, no stop value is mentioned, in that case also it will print the original list. If list 2 colon 4 is written, it will start indexing from 2. So list 2 is the third element, so it is printing 2 here because third element is 2 in the list. And it will go up to 3 because stop value is 4. As I said, if stop value is n, we have to continue till n minus 1th element. So it will print only 2 elements. Though the range is written as 2 colon 4, but it will print only 2, 3. That means second index, the index 2 and index 3 element will be printed. Similarly, if list colon 4 is written, that means start value is not given. In that case, it will start from the default value, that is 0 from the starting, and it will go up to 3. That means it will be printing list 0, list 1, list 2 and list 3, not list 4. So it is printing 4 elements 0, 1, 2, 3. Let us see about positive indexing and negative indexing. Python programming language supports positive as well as negative indexing of list, of every sequence, not only list, which is not available in any other programming languages. We can access elements of an array by going through their indices. If it is negative indexing, index value is -1 for the last element, -2 for the second last element, and so on. So negative indexing starts from where the list ends. So see this example, the same list I have taken as 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In forward direction indexing is list 0, list 1, list 2, list 3, list 4, list 5. Whereas in backward direction if I see, that means the negative indexing, if I see here, list minus 1 is 5, list minus 2 is 4, list minus 3 is 3, and so on. So negative indexing also we'll see how to access element with negative indexing. Here one example is taken, a list of numbers. There are several examples given in the slide, but I am taking one example for explanation here. If ARR equal to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, there are 5 elements in the list and all are integers. I have to display ARR 1, that means 1 is the index here, so it is the indexing starts from 0. So ARR 1 represents the second element, so it is 20. If I have to print ARR minus 1, then it will print the last element from the list, because negative indexing starts from minus 1 and ARR minus 1 represents 50 here. Next we will be discussing about slices with some more example. Here A03, if A is a list which is having elements 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, here A03, it will start indexing from 0 as it is a stat value, and stop value is given as 3, so it will go up to A2. So A0, A1, A2 will be printed, that's why the elements are 9, 8, 7. So it is a sublist, which is nothing but a list, which is taken as a slice from the original list A. Similarly, A colon 4, where the start value is missing, but stop value is given. So it is understood that if start value is missing, by default, it will start from 0. So from 0, the A stop value is written as 4, so it will go up to 3. So A0, A1, A2, A3, 4 elements will be printed for this slice. So 9, 8, 7, 6 are printed here. Similarly, another example is taken as A with start value as 1, colon, and stop value is missing. So in that case, we have to take the indexing from 1 and it will go till end of the list. So A1 onwards till end of the list, data will be printed. So in that case, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, all the elements are printed from indexing 1. That is, A1 is 8, from A8, A1 onwards, all the elements are printed here till the end of the list. If A simple colon is given in the subscript, then definitely start value and stop value both are missing, so it represents the original list. If A with the same start and stop values are given, it will create an empty slice, which is an empty list here. And if I take start, stop as well as step value, if I don't mention the stop value, by default it is 1, but A step value is mentioned here as 2, that's why the start value is 0 till stop value is 5, I have to take all alternate numbers. So A0 colon 6 colon 2 will take start value as 0, stub value as 5 and step value as 2. So the data elements are, or the data from the list are 9, 7 and 5. All alternate numbers are taken excluding the last element. Next one is A colon colon minus 1. Their start value is missing, stop value is missing, but index value is given, which is negative here. That means you have to move in reverse direction. So it reverses the given list value. A start and stop are not given. It will take the entire list, and A step value is written as minus 1. So it will reverse the list and will print in reverse order the original list. Now we will be discussing about mutability. It is a very important term here which need to be discussed. Python defines variety of data types for objects, and they are stored in memory. Objects are stored in memory. So mutability is the ability for certain types of data to be changed without entirely recreating it, without disturbing the original setup, without disturbing the position of the original setup, you can alter the values. So object mutability comes for list and dictionaries. That means list and dictionaries are mutable. We can change their content without changing their identity. Python lists are mutable, that's why we can modify its element. Integer, floats, strings, tuples, etc. are immutable. Immutable object is an object whose state can never be modified once it is created. So here is an example. My list equal to 10, 20, 30. These are the three elements given for my list identifier. Here my list 0, you want to change as 40. It was 20. My list 0 was the first element of the list. It represents 10. But you want to reinitialize my list 0 as 40. Now if you want to print my list, it will not give the original list 10, 20, 30. It is giving the updated value of my list 0. So the new list is 40, 20, 30. But if you are taking a tuple as an example, as tuple is immutable in nature, if you want to reinitialize the value, like my tuple 0 is equal to, or my list, my tuple 0 equal to 40, because it is another example given here, where my tuple equal to 10, 20, 30 are mentioned, and my tuple 0 you want to change as 40. If you want to print my tuple, it will give you error, because tuple object does not support item assignment. Tuple is immutable in nature, so you cannot reassign value to the elements of the tuple. So there are several examples given here where you can do the alteration. It is not that you can alter only one element, you can alter a slice also. Here example is given as A equal to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and A 0 colon 3. That means a slice you want to change is 100, 100, 100. Now if you are printing A from 0, 0th index to 2nd index, that means A0, A1, A2 will become 100, 100, 100. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 100, 100, 100 will be printed for A0, A1, A2, and A3 and A4 are not changed. So A3 and A4 will print the original data, that is 4 and 5. So lists are mutable. An item or a slice can be changed in a list directly as part of the assignment statement. It is possible to add, delete, insert and rearrange items in a list as it is mutable. So today children, we have discussed indexing, slicing in our module. So let us see the summary. We discussed list structure and characteristics, basic list operations, few operations only we discussed like positive and negative indexing, list slicing, and the most important concept we discussed, that is mutability. List is mutable. Thank you, children.